This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Should I knock it off or not? That's the question some folks in the Northland ask when faced with snow and ice covering their conifers and other shrubs and trees. We've been pretty lucky so far this year, but you know the snow and cold is coming. When our timbers are shivering, our first instinct is to knock that stuff off, set the branches free. However, you might do more harm than good and put your own safety at risk. Always proceed with caution as you head out after a wintry mix. I've seen trees that literally sparkle in the sun as the ice has frozen like icicles after a snowstorm. It's beautiful. But is it harmful? It depends. Is it harmful to you, who might be trying to knock it off and instead knock yourself out with a brittle branch? Or is it harmful to the tree? Some light ice is not a problem, but heavy ice and snow weighing down branches could be. Don't walk underneath heavily laden branches. Branches within your reach can be swept of snow with a broom, but be careful here too. Gauge how the tree will react. In other words, take out a little bit first to see if the branches will blast off and leave you in a pile of snow, or smack you in the face with other branches. Once you get a feel for the reaction, proceed accordingly. If you feel you must climb a ladder, then think at least twice more about that. If your trees are heavily coated with ice, resist the temptation to knock it off. Shaking or beating the tree can cause breakage, damage the tree's vascular system, and injure needles and buds beyond what the ice damage may do. Let the ice melt, then prune out the broken branches. If they're just bent, leave them be. There's also prevention. Wrap small trees and shrubs that have multiple stems with twine, strips of cloth, or nylon to hold them upright. That will keep the snow and ice from weighing them down. I have much more information and pictures on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.